Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for May 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. It has been said that one of the most difficult decisions that any person will ever face is when to retire from their chosen field. For many, the decision on when to stand down is made for them by the expedient of age. For others, it can be because of ill health. Whereas for me, the choice was very much mine and mine alone. At the end of 2021, I determined that in order to allow my successor the opportunity to lead the province into festival, it would be circumspect to ask the Most Worshipful Grand Master to allow me to retire from office a little earlier than my patent. In the last few weeks, I received confirmation that my request had been granted, and the process of selecting and appointing a successor has been initiated by the Secretariat at Freemasons Hall. I know that speculation on the appointment of my successor will abound. However, if life has taught me one thing, it is that the wheels of all bureaucratic organisations turn very slowly. The Programme Master, as is his right, will make an announcement as and when Grand Lodge is ready, and not a moment before. Like you, I look forward to that announcement and wish my successor all the very best. I will give him my 100% support as he takes Wiltshire into festival and beyond. In October 2014, I was immensely proud and honoured to be invested as the 14th Provincial Grand Master for this wonderful province of Wiltshire. I followed in the steps of very worthy and distinguished brethren, and was proud to be numbered among the rulers of the craft. As October 2022 approaches, I can look back on the past 8 years and be proud of all this province has achieved in that time. Having taken the decision to retire on Wednesday the 5th of October, I will not be presiding at Provincial Grand Lodge. Sadly, this means I will not have the privilege of investing those brethren who have received promotion or a first appointment to Provincial Grand Rank. Wherever I am and whatever I am doing, my thoughts and best wishes will be with everyone who is being honoured. When I left the world of commerce to experience my first retirement, I did not have a plan as such, and little did I imagine I would become your Provincial Grand Master. Today, Sally and I start a new retirement phase with a blank sheet of paper. Together, we will redesign our life into something new and different, being confident that retirement from my role as Provincial Grand Master does not mean retirement from life. It's a new beginning, not an end. I thank the many friends who have sent letters, cards and emails in which they offer their best wishes for the future. I am deeply touched by the kindness of your words. I close this short piece with the mention of a quite exceptional Freemason, Provincial Senior Grand Warden, Worshipful Brother Colin Davis, who was called to the Grand Lodge above on the 14th of April. Colin was a proud Freemason, who was also an exceptional ritualist. A celebration of Colin's life will be held on Wednesday, the 11th of May, at the West Wiltshire Crematorium, Semington, near Devizes. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, is it really 5 years ago that we celebrated the outstanding success of our Wiltshire 2017 festival in support of the Masonic Samaritan Fund? The Masonic Charitable Foundation was created in 2016, bringing together the work of the four central Masonic charities. And since then, especially throughout 2020-21, it has supported our local Wiltshire communities, charities and Freemasons, with much-needed grants and services. Funding for the MCF is vital to the continuance of its support to us all, and we will shortly be announcing our very own Wiltshire 2028 festival that aims to raise a significant sum which will make a difference to the lives of Freemasons, their families, and those in need in our wider society. The communication team is currently working with the MCF on producing a festival launch brochure that explains why Wiltshire Freemasons should support our Festival 2028 appeal. The brochure will cover the work of the Masonic Charitable Foundation, particularly in Wiltshire, how we can all get involved, and how to donate. I'm confident that all our lodges will embrace our 2028 festival and enjoy every moment along the way to make it a truly memorable period in our lives. I end my little piece for the May edition by thanking everyone who sent their good wishes to Phil Still and myself on our respective Grand Lodge promotions. We were joined in London by John Reed, promoted, Gary Dolphin and Chris Robbins, appointed, for what was a very joyous day. and from the Assistant Provincial Grand Master, many congratulations to everyone who has received a letter offering them a promotion or first appointment in provincial grand rank. I know from my time as the provincial secretary that preparing offer letters, answering questions, and ultimately publishing the list of appointments can take an incredible amount of time, and despite everyone's best efforts, there will still be a misspelt name or an incorrect lodge number. I trust if you are a recipient of a letter with an error, you will be kind when informing the secretariat, and be assured they will make sure the final draft, which appears on the provincial website, is 100% correct. For those brethren that have been offered an active role in Provincial Grand Lodge, they will have noticed a gentle reminder on the expectation of the provincial team. There are a number of events during the year at which an active officer's attendance is required. These include the provincial church service, the active officer's dinner, and festival events. It should surely go without saying that Provincial Grand Lodge, which is always held on the first Thursday in October, is a date every active officer, indeed every Wiltshire Freemason, should put in their diary. These events are additional to supporting the presiding officer and the wardens at installation meetings. By the way, if you really want to impress, what about treating yourself to new regalia? Brother Michael Lee presented the Master of Stonehenge Lodge, Ian Phillips, with a pair of battens for the Director of Ceremonies and his assistant. The evening was made even more special as the Lodge's three Grand Officers were present together for the first time since lockdown. The 10th Rectitude Essay is being presented, live, not by Zoom, by Dr. John Wade, the 2009 Prestonian Lecturer, who will be making a welcome return to Wiltshire. Dr. Wade's subject is 18th Century Masonic Medical Doctors in Scotland and America, and promises to be a veritable journey of discovery. The meeting is a regular lodge meeting of Lodge of Rectitude, held at Corsham, Wiltshire. Guests will be made very welcome, and the lodge tiles at 4:15 p.m. on Monday the 16th of May. I was looking through the bylaws of one of our lodges when I came across the following quotation. Without laws and regulations, no body of men can long exist with comfort to themselves or reputation among others. Now, it might be said that some rules are nothing more than old habits that people are afraid to change, and for others, if there are to be rules, they must be articulable and defensible, like etiquette. In Freemasonry, we agree that we will be bound by the rules as set out in our lodge bylaws, the constitutions of Freemasonry, and above all, the content of the volume of the sacred law. And yet we do appear to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to circumvent the rules. I am often asked whether it is permissible to do something which is not quite within the letter of the law. Generally, the request is prefaced with the claim that there is a need to be flexible, i.e. break a rule. Rules, such as can be found in the lodge bylaws and that require proposals, especially relating to financial matters, and which must appear on the lodge summons, are neither excessive or overly bureaucratic. In fact, they serve an important purpose, namely to ensure all members are in possession of the knowledge to enable them to make an informed decision on any subsequent vote or ballot. That is surely the essence of fairness. Clarendon Lodge has been a supporter of the Wessex MS Society for 20 years, donating the proceeds raised from events organised by Brother Graham Greenhill. Even though some of the fundraising events were cancelled due to the pandemic, they were able to raise £549.20 with extra generous donations from the brethren. They've also distributed £2,000 raised through the Joint Lodge of Instruction with Concord Lodge. This money was presented at an evening in the lodge to the four youth organisations, each receiving £500. The 1st Hilperton Scout Group, the 6th Trowbridge Group, the 1st Trowbridge Girl Guide Group, and the Trowbridge and District Youth Band. As part of the Radnor Lodge centenary, the members wanted to do something for the local community. The brethren were happy to buy a large stock of Easter eggs that have been duly delivered to the John McNeill Opportunity Centre and Exeter House in Salisbury. Both of these centres do excellent work looking after children, and we are sure that Salisbury Freemasons have helped to put a smile on some faces today. At the December meeting of Corley Lodge in Swindon, a commemorative box made by Brother Paul Rowcliffe was auctioned in aid of BLESMA, the British Limbless Ex-Serviceman's Association. BLESMA does not receive any government funding and depends on the generous support of organisations such as the Freemasons to fund their work as the only National Armed Forces charity that supports limbless veterans for the duration of their lives. After a few of the members got together, the box reached an amazing price of £400. The night's raffle raised nearly £300, which was added to the amount raised in the auction. This allowed the Lodge to make a superb donation of £700 to this very worthy charity, which was received on behalf of BLESMA by Mr. Pat Donachie. Thank you for listening.